The theme chosen for this morning's Mass is the Lord brings good out of evil. Where did that theme come from? It's not quoted in a particular verse of today's liturgy. It's not even from any verse in the Bible, but it's from the whole Bible. The whole message of our faith is that the Lord brings good out of evil. The best example of it is Jesus on the cross. That's why we always have a crucifix in front of us in a Mass, because it's the supreme example of God bringing good out of evil. What's the evil? He was killed. An innocent man was killed. What's the good? The salvation of the whole world. And this is how God works. No matter how evil we become, He can bring an even greater good out of it. There's a famous line from St. Paul's letter to the Romans that says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. The principle here is that God is not defeated by evil. He can even use evil for something greater. Only God can do this. God does not call evil good, and He doesn't pretend that evil is not evil. He doesn't think it's insignificant. He triumphs over it. He transforms it. Well, the example in today's readings is clearest in the first reading. So I won't speak much about the gospel, even though the principle of God bringing good out of evil is also clear here in the journey of the apostles and the mission of the apostles. But it's I think, more beautifully on display in the first reading, which makes me think perhaps you should take a look at the picture on the song sheet. I've never seen this picture before, so you probably haven't either, and you might not know what this is. I first thought, as I think some others may have thought, looks like maybe the father of the prodigal son. It's clearly a big rich man consoling a smaller poor man. I think, though, I'm not sure of this because I've never seen it before, but I think this is Joseph. Joseph, who is, at this stage in the story, the most, other than the Pharaoh himself, the most powerful man in Egypt. He's fabulously rich, and he's enormously powerful, and so he's dressed up like a great man, like a king of sorts. And then the man he's consoling has to be one of his brothers, maybe even Benjamin, the youngest, because he looks younger. I don't know. One of the 12 sons of Jacob is being consoled. And then you can see in the background a bunch of other guys who are, some of them are bent down, some of them are humbling themselves, some of them are calling out to God, and I don't know what's going on in the background, but you can see that Joseph, the figure in the red robe, is the key figure for the happiness of all the others. And that's what's captured in today's reading. Now, if you're following the Anuim style, you know the reading about Joseph is not just today. We've been reading about Joseph for several days, most of this week, in fact. And the story is much better if you read the whole story. So if you want to get the whole story, don't just read chapter 50 or chapter 49 of Genesis. Read the last 10 chapters of Genesis and get the whole story. It's a beautiful story and a beautiful example of the Lord bringing good out of evil. What's the evil in this case? The evil that Joseph's brothers did to him. Really evil. They hated him. Some of them wanted to kill him. They sold him into slavery. They lied to their father and said that he was eaten by a beast. They put blood on his fabulous cloak that the father had given to him, the colorful garment that he had. They put the blood of some other animal on the cloak and brought it to the father and said, look, there's the evidence that your son has been eaten up by a wild beast. And then they lived with that story for years. Lying, betrayal, practically murder, although Joseph was not killed. So this is the evil, very grave evil, deliberate evil. What's the good? Well, if you know the story, you know that Joseph ended up in Egypt and was raised up by the grace of God to a very powerful position, to the point where he was the instrument by which his family would be saved from the famine. Not only his family, but pretty much everybody in that part of the world had to go to Joseph. So this is not Joseph, the husband of Mary. This is Joseph of the Old Testament. But he's a prophetic foretelling of Saint Joseph as well. Go to Joseph. Everybody go to Joseph. He's the one who has this power to dispense the riches of the kingdom. Okay, so here's Joseph. It's the end of the story. Their father, Jacob, dies. And then the brothers start to get fearful, suspicious. Maybe Joseph was good to us just for the sake of our father. Maybe he was just waiting until he could have his opportunity to get back at us. And now that our father's dead, he's going to punish us for our evil. He's going to give us what we deserve. That's their fear. Now, the fact that they think like that means they don't know Joseph, their brother, very well at all, and they don't see it from the perspective of God, which is what Joseph does. So they come to Joseph and they come up with another lie that their father told them to tell Joseph that he's supposed to be merciful to them, which he's been doing for years already. He's been merciful to them all this time. But they plead with him and say, please be merciful to us. Forgive the criminal wrongdoing of your brothers who treated you so cruelly. So they're not denying what they did anymore. They're not lying about it. They're admitting they committed criminal wrongdoing against him. They treated him cruelly. Please, this is their plea. Please, therefore, forgive the crime that we, the servants of your father's God, committed. They're begging him to be merciful. Joseph, at this point, breaks into tears. They misunderstand his reaction, and they think that he's holding back his vengeance. And so then, when in fact he's weeping because they misunderstand mercy so badly. He's weeping because they don't understand what a great thing God has done. Anyway, they misunderstand it, and they throw themselves down at his feet and say, let us be your slaves. Don't kill us. Just let us be your slaves. We sold you into slavery. Now treat us like slaves. Right? An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Don't treat us better than we deserve. Just give us justice. And this is where Joseph speaks out the principle that is the theme of this morning's Mass. The Lord brings good out of evil. The Lord brings good out of evil. Yes, on the human level, we think an eye for an eye is a just way to treat one another. If you treat me like a slave, I'll treat you like a slave. That's fair. That's not how God thinks. God doesn't repay evil with evil. He brings good out of evil. And only God can do this, by the way. Only God has this power, because it's a creative power. Joseph explains to them, have no fear. Can I take the place of God? Even though you meant harm to me, God meant it for good. You meant harm to me. So Joseph is not denying the evil. He's not pretending that it wasn't so bad. You meant harm to me. You deliberately harmed me. Yes, that's true. God meant it for good. See, there's something else going on here than our evil decisions and our stupid behavior. There's God who always means good. God meant it for good to achieve his present end, the survival of many people. Therefore, have no fear. Don't think that I'm going to reverse the great thing that God has done. I'm under his authority as well. And I'm rejoicing that he has used this evil to bring about a very great good. God brings good out of evil. Now, as I said, only God can do this. And why is this? Because evil is, this is the philosopher's way of saying it, is the absence of something that should be there. It's a deprivation It's not a something. It's a nothing. Evil is a is an emptiness. But what can we do with it? Well, nothing. But God can bring something out of nothing. God can create out of nothing. He can take evil and use it for something good, even better than we had before. And that's what he does with Joseph. In the end, Joseph and his family are in a much better position than they were before he was sold into slavery. As I said, the best example of this is Jesus on the cross. The worst thing we could do is kill the Son of God. The best thing that ever happened to us is the salvation we got from the death of Jesus on the cross. We're better off now than we were before. The church marvels at this. We should marvel at this, that the Lord brings good out of evil. At Easter, we celebrate this. Oh, happy fault. Oh, happy fault. What a great thing that Adam sinned. Why is that a great thing? That's terrible evil. He ruined it for everybody. Because God brought something even greater out of it for us. United us with himself. The Lord brings good out of evil. Now, when we apply this to ourselves, it doesn't mean that we can just do evil because God is going to bring good out of it. No. No. Wrong answer. We cannot do more sin so that more good comes out of it. No. But we can be confident that God is not defeated by sin. And this is very consoling, because we live in a world full of sin. Our sin and the sin of everybody else. And we say, well, how can we get through this valley of tears where there's so much sin, so much betrayal, so much evil, warfare, corruption? How can we get through it? We get through it by clinging to God, who brings good out of evil, who is not defeated by evil. This is a great theme for the Jubilee year, because it's because God brings good out of evil that we can remain pilgrims of hope. Even when we see evil, even when we are victims of evil, even when we ourselves have done evil, we can still have hope, because God brings good out of evil. God overcomes evil. He reverses evil. He's the only one who knows how to deal with the problem of evil. And he deals with it in a marvelous way. So this is what we celebrate today. A reason for rejoicing, not just looking at past events, but a reason for rejoicing today. When something evil happens today, even though it is evil, and we're not minimizing the evil of it, we're not defeated by it, because God is not defeated by it, and we belong to God. So as children of God, as pilgrims of hope, we go forth with this confidence that the Lord brings good out of evil.